So recently I've been reading about the new Model S from Tesla. It's pretty sick. You guys hear about it yet?
I have, actually. I read on The Verge, they had an article that said it was just a list of all the cars that went from 0 to 60 faster, or like the Tesla beat from 0 to 60.
So like everything like, but the Ferrari and...
Yeah, it was like everything. It was even it was even faster than the Accord.
I saw it in a clickbait ad. It said, "You'll never guess how fast this car goes."
Was it 2.4?
I didn't click on it.
Well, that didn't work.
How do you know it was actually about the Tesla then?
Because I had a T.
So we're starting a new podcast.
Postscript. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool car. The new one's supposed to have like a 315-mile range. Is that right?
315-mile range on the base model, which is, I think, is the base model.
What is it? What is it actually called?
The Tesla? The Model S P100D, okay. If I remember
Complicated.
Right.
Sounds like a serial number.
All they did was upgrade the battery, basically.
No, they had to update the...
Well, of course, a few other things, but like the battery is, if I remember right, it's lighter.
The air conditioning is also even better.
Holds more energy, obviously, and the like the lightness is what helps. Like it's the same everything else.
There's actually a back massager in the chair.
According to the article I read, it was just they only did battery stuff.
Really?
Yeah. The ludicrous mode though is 2.5 seconds to 0 to 60 in an electric isn't actually all that amazing.
Ludicrous.
Electric engines tend to have more torque, but
in a car though,
third fastest accelerating sedan.
Yeah, that's...
I mean car, and it's a sedan. Other than like $1 million cars, but we don't talk about those. So what I want to ask you guys is, what would you guys do with a Tesla if you had it?
I would drive it.
not very much right now. I don't feel like it's like super practical to own one yet because you can't like, it's mainly for like intercity driving.
315-mile range. And there are over 4,500 charging stations now.
Not yet. Now?
Over 4,500 now.
Now.
Here's the thing though. 350 miles.
315.
315?
Right. Yeah, 315.
That's like almost a whole week for me and I deliver pizzas for a living. So that is like... For a normal person, that's like a week and a half. But if you plug it in every night, that will like you.
That's awesome.
You'll never have to do anything unless you go on like a trip. Like if you were going down to like, you know, driving down to Arizona.
Well, isn't Las Vegas only like 280 miles from here, or St. George?
Probably.
So it's like
yeah, you it could gets you pretty. You far. Could drive to St. George.
Honestly, I've seen a lot of Teslas on road trips. Like when I went to Goblin Valley this year, I saw four. On the way down, and that's a 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
From where we are.
I'm trying to think. Can't tell. Sorry, what are you going to say?
I still don't feel like the great need for like a Tesla because it doesn't like fit like what I like to do. I don't like just going on road trips and driving far, but I want to go places in my vehicle, if that makes sense. Like I want to off-road. I want to explore the wilderness.
So you want a Jeep?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Or a Land Rover, whatever they're called.
Yep.
Land Rover.
Mm-hmm. It's like where the Tesla is cool. If I had one, yeah, I would like drive it for all normal stuff. But like as far as in just like I wouldn't use it any different than I use my current car right now. But it wouldn't fulfill suddenly my needs of what I want in a car.
For me, I can't tell if I would buy one. Like if I had... like $100,000 if I wouldn't just buy it. Cause
I'd buy a camera.
Part of me really wants one, but part of me feels like I should wait a couple years to let the technology kind of mature a little bit.
Buy it used.
No, I don't want to buy a used one either. I buy it new, but like, I don't know. I feel like I still would want a BMW first and then maybe like in 5 years.
I guess that answers the next question. Would you get one if you could afford it?
Nope.
You get the BMW.
I would rather have a BMW. But after that, I feel like in the next 5 to 10 years, I would definitely get one. Because it's just better in like every way.
Honestly, I would totally get one if I could afford it right now. And I wasn't in debt.
I'm kind of with Nate. In like 10 years, if I had the money, yes. Right now, no.
Yeah, I don't know. But
yeah, right now I wouldn't spend the money on it. I'd spend it on other things. I'd invest in my life more.
They're pretty awesome.
My stuff. They're incredible. They're super cool.
I feel like.
Did you hear about the Tesla truck that they're doing though?
They're doing a truck?
Yeah.
What?
That's more towards what Elias wanted. He'd be able to do off-road stuff with that.
I'm not a truck person though. I'm a Jeep person.
You could probably do off-road trucks stuff in the Model X.
But trucks probably are could. Way it's too big.
You should do the Model X, man.
Maybe. Anyways, the real question is though, is like Tesla's making all these really cool cars, and it's pretty impressive what they're doing. Even though I wouldn't get one right now, but where do you guys think that they're headed? Like, what is the goal of Tesla? Where are they gonna be?
World domination.
I feel like the goal of Tesla is to make driving autonomous. Like,
yeah, driving, not just like. Elon Musk himself has very pointedly said that he will never force autonomous driving on people, that he loves driving too much to make it a requirement, but he wants the option there to be able to just his car to take him where he wants to go.
Yeah.
And I think to answer that question, where Tesla is going to go with this is they are going to build more factories so they can actually build the number of cars or improve the Gigafactory so they can build the cars that they're getting ordered because they can't really keep up with it right now. But they're trying to make it so that electric vehicles are affordable and luxurious at the same time. Like the Model 3 is like the proof of that, or it's like 35,000 or whatever. After government reimbursements, it's only 28,000. That's pretty amazing for a 200 and some odd mile range electric car.
Yeah,
how powerful it is as well.
Yeah, and I think like they are probably. I mean, are they the only car on the road that has like almost like pretty good self-driving features? Like, I know there are that some do some things. Like when I was on my trip in Washington, D.C., we drove a Passat that like when you put it on cruise control, it would it would recognize cars in front of you and slow down and speed up depending on like the car that was in front of you, which I thought was pretty cool. But like, I think the Tesla can like change lanes for you and it can follow the car and it can like exit the freeway and things like that. And I don't know if there are any other car manufacturers that are doing anything like that.
As far as I know, Google is the only one that really has actual self-driving cars like that.
But they're not in production. Like you can't buy one. Though.
So there's Audi is actually developing a car that they plan on releasing in 2020. That's
way behind.
It's like the Apple car.
Actually, I might be wrong on the release date. I just remember seeing the date 2020. But their car is supposed to compete very, very well with Tesla.
Yeah,
as far as like self-driving.
I know Lexus is also getting into self-driving cars a lot. Like I'm super. They expect in the next 5 to 10 years the option on almost all new cars to be self-driving.
Yeah,
to
that'd be
the
awesome.
Point that Tesla is.
BMW doesn't have self-driving, but they have an electric car, and there's a lot of electric cars. Yes,
yeah, the i3, i8, or whatever.
I think it's i8, but none of them even like compete with the Tesla.
Oh yeah, like the next closest one is the Chevy Volt right now, and it has a range of like 113 miles, which is 100 less than Tesla's worst.
Yeah.
But this is going to show, I think this is where Tesla's actually headed. I think their goal is to, I don't think it's that Tesla's going to be the biggest and the best, but that Tesla's bringing about a revolution. They're forcing technology to have to change because they're introducing things that are not only like groundbreaking, but it's also affordable and it's becoming a better option than most other vehicles.
Kind of like Google with Google Fiber and internet speeds.
Yeah, yeah. So they're forcing people to have to up their game. They're making it so it's not just about business anymore. It's about really pushing technology forward, not just for a competition and not like to say you're a better company, but just for better convenience for everybody.
Yeah, and I think it also pushes them forward because like I feel like so much of technology and companies, especially with big companies, is like political and they can't innovate as much because they're just big and bulky. But because this little company, you know, Tesla has revolutionized kind of the electric cars and kind of made them possible and doable, that it's making all the giant companies that have, you know, existed for a long time being like, holy crap, we got to get on this, you know?
I think a part of it is that not that those big giant companies couldn't do it, because they can. Or maybe not in the same sense, But there's been like a lot of stuff. It's kind of like Apple. There's a lot that they're capable of doing, but they hold back, right? Yeah. A lot of companies do it for business reasons. They're not doing it because, like, they're not capable of doing it. They're doing it because right now, as far as business goes, that's the best thing to do. They've decided to push a certain profit margin, or, like, I don't know, oil companies buying them out also. People saying, like, no, gas needs to stay, so let's focus on this. Like, maybe up your gas mileage a little bit, but gas needs to stay around. Things like that. So, like, people buy, it's all, like, for most companies, it's about the money and not about really innovating technology. Because they can, but the people higher up stop it because it's more about the money.
I don't know. Like, that's kind of what I was saying. But I don't know, like, I feel like if they could, because Teslas are obviously pretty popular, right? Like, I mean, they're kind of more in the...
Yeah, they're on the more geeky and luxuries. The luxury kind, yeah.
I see them a lot.
They've gotten especially a lot more popular since the Model 3.
And, like, even if, like, BMW, in theory, should have a car that is a super good competitor to the Tesla, but even the BMW, like, no car has even half the range that the Teslas have.
Yeah.
And they should be able to if they were really trying to compete with the Tesla, which I think they're trying to do, but... I don't think they just. I just
really
think
they the yet. Only competitor for incredible like efficiency for electric, whatnot is honestly just the Prius. Its efficiency is really really high, but it also uses gas though to get there. So,
yeah.
So it's funny because you're like it's like geeky. I think it's funny to use it because Teslas are considered a really really nice car, right?
Yeah.
Luxury, but you see somebody step out of a Tesla. And you don't think they're a douche. It's not the first thing that crosses your mind. It doesn't have like the same repertoire that like if you own a Ferrari and you step out of it, people are like, that guy
what a
is
douche.
An idiot.
What a prick.
Well, yeah, they're also
what
way
a tool.
Cheaper than a Ferrari. Well,
yeah, Ferraris are like the one that competes with the new Tesla Model S is like almost $1 million.
Yeah.
And yeah, then the
no,
Model
it's funny
S
because
is
like
80,000.
90,000. Even among other cars that are in the same, like that compete luxury wise with the Tesla, you see someone step out of a Tesla and you're still, I like, at least it happened with me. I have like nicer thoughts about the Tesla people than I do about the people stepping out of like Audis.
That guy's my hero, sort of thing.
Or other thing, yeah, like that. What a good guy, looking out for the environment.
Okay.
Thing about Tesla though is that it's kind of like it's an early adopter type of thing, so it's not like a established brand like a BMW or an Audi would be. It's Tesla is kind of the new man, the new person on the block, and so, but they also have such a radically different car that it's almost like an early adopter, like the first people that bought like Apple Watches or the first people that used like, you know, all the different things. You like notice them not because they're like, oh, that guy's wearing an Apple Watch, but oh my gosh, that guy's wearing an Apple Watch, like. You know, you were more curious than thinking about the
type of person that buys it.
I don't know. Like, when it comes to Apple, when people have one, I still kind of shuffle them all into the same category.
The Prius, when it first came out, the only type of people that bought the Prius when it first came out were environmentalists, like hardcore environmentalists. Whereas now, it's pretty much like old people and people that commute a lot that buy a Prius.
Yeah.
So even then, the vision will evolve and change. Who knows? It might turn into only like douchebags by Tesla from now on, but we'll see.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Well, it's because, like I said, Tesla is doing something no other company's done, which they're trying to take a revolutionized product and give it to the masses. And so I don't think Tesla is ever gonna really become something that people look at and be like, "Oh, you drive a Tesla."
Maybe, you never know. I mean, it'll only come with time. Like,
all I know is, when I see a Tesla, a part of me goes, I want one. But then, you know, you got to think about the question, though, like, how would you feel about minivan drivers if you owned a car with that much power? Minivan drivers, they go like 15 under the speed limit. They're super slow. They always cut you off and like merge into your lane at the wrong time. At least,
yeah.
I'm super mad at them this week because I was going down the road while delivering a pizza and I was going the speed limit, right? 45. I was going 50 in the 45. And this minivan pulls in front of me. And it's a one-lane road. It's heading up straight north. It's just a forever long road with like no way to pass this minivan. And they were going 28.
Oh my gosh.
On a 45. And the whole way, and like the whole way, I'm like, I hate minivan drivers. Mini drivers suck.
Bleh.
The thing about minivans is that a lot of them are like four cylinders, and so they just can't get up to speed.
You can go freeway speeds in a minivan, though. Like, why are you going 28 and a 45?
Because they're carrying a small horde of children.
Well, that's true.
That's why I loved, like, our family had an Odyssey for a while. That's why I loved the Odyssey, is because it's a six-cylinder, and so it felt like when you hit the gas, you actually went somewhere. Like, it actually, like, you know, like in a normal sedan, but yeah.
So I guess the question then, keeping it related, is like, when are they going to make electric minivans?
Hey, there's already, like, tons of hybrid minivans coming.
Well, hybrid is different from, like, a straight-up electric, though. Like, that's like you take something that's, like, Kush, and then you put it in the category of, like, your crappy van. I don't know.
Tesla,
like,
Model V for the van. New,
like, I can just imagine it's like on that spin table with like the model that's like highlighting the features of an electric van.
I mean, the Model X is kind of...
It's a crossover.
It's a crossover, so it holds as much people as a van.
Yeah.
So...
Is it eight people or is it... Yeah, it's eight people.
Yeah, it's probably seven or eight, I don't know.
I don't know, but it's still not a van.
Yeah. I mean, a van is just a form factor, so a Model X is basically a van without a...
With a really dope windshield. You can see everything. Anyway, I think that's enough about Tesla. Did you guys see the video that I sent out?
I saw part of it.
Part of it. Beginning. Les, did you see any of it?
No.
Can you explain it to us?
Okay, so basically this video, since Elias hasn't seen it, Nate only watched some of it. Basically, it's this backyard dude built himself a goat cart.
Built himself a goat cart?
Sure. Made out of goat's blood. And...
I got morbid real fast.
That's what happens with goats. Okay.
Delete.
Anyway, this guy builds a drag go-kart.
A drag-a-cart?
A drag-a-cart.
Drag-a-cart. Sorry, I made that sound.
A drag-a-cart.
Drag-cart.
Drag queen?
So, this guy, though, like, it starts out with him and his, like, little collie dog in front of him. And the dog's, like, gets super excited and stoked. And then the dog is just gone. Like, it's super fast dog. And the guy floors it in his go-kart, and he shifts. I've never seen a go-kart before that has, like, gears to shift. And the guy gets going super fast for a go-kart. Like, according to him, he's got up to 110 kilometers an hour, so almost 70 miles an hour, like, in a go-kart. Just out in the middle of some podunk town, wherever he lives. And just some things that I noticed, like, I've never seen a dog that fast.
That dog was, like, ran so fast. And even when he was going, like, 40 miles an hour, the dog was still, like, way ahead of him. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So this video made me want a go-kart really bad.
Are you going to buy one?
And so I... No, I actually spent, like, an hour and a half, an hour reading do-it-yourself projects for go-karts. So, like, it was at like 2 in the morning to 3 in the morning I was reading this stuff, and or like 3 to 4, I don't remember. It was super late and it was dumb.
Are you going to build one then?
I don't know how to weld, and every single plan requires welding.
Oh, I mean, it's kind of a big part of a go-kart building.
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't want to like a... I just want a cheap one, like one that can go like 20 miles an hour
maybe.
You
probably just buy a body and then just attach the motor. Well, you'd probably have to weld the motor
true.
To it. Never mind.
Or if it had like a, actually, it could just be bolted on in the engine block area with.
Just buy a go kart, like, not even build one, just buy one. It'll be easier.
But then they're probably like $600 though. I'd rather buy a motorcycle.
Which brings us to our next subject: the Falcon 9 from SpaceX exploded.
Whoa! You want to tell the story?
Yeah, that's kind of the story. Basically, they're doing the test simulations for it.
What is the Falcon 9?
Falcon 9 is a missile, rocket, not a missile, a rocket. Crazy thing about it is also carrying Mark Zuckerberg's...
The payload.
To bring internet to the world.
Just Africa.
Yeah, I think it was Africa.
Either way, pretty big deal.
Did you see the video, though?
I did not see the... I saw pictures, but I did not see the video.
So the video is actually pretty dope.
It was a big
explosion. Takes like 20 seconds for the sound to actually hit where the camera is of the rocket exploding, and it's pretty intense. Like,
dang,
it's huge. Like, it covers the entire screen.
So it's crazy because this wasn't even like the launch. It was like just a test of their... Josh, you explained it better earlier. What were they doing?
They're doing one of the pre-launch payload tests where they like the burn test. It's like a 2-minute burn or something like that. Article that I read said that it's to help with stability for the rocket itself and to test and make sure that it's not going to like blow up midair or whatever, or like have problems while it's at full thrust or whatever. But they weren't even like, they're just fueling the rocket for the test.
Like, oh, really? Yeah. It wasn't even on?
It was just fueling the rocket when something blew up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So we talked about Tesla forever, which is Elon Musk, and SpaceX is also Elon Musk, so we're just hitting all those companies today. But one of the things that I wanted to kind of, like, SpaceX in general, like, if you talk to Elon Musk, or if you talk to him, yeah, if you listen to or read some of the things he says, like, his goal is to, like, colonize Mars, basically.
Yeah, my brother talks to me a bunch about how he's planning to introduce the Mars colonization rocket or whatever.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys think about that? Like, is that possible? I mean, obviously it is possible, but I feel like the timeline that Elon Musk has is just crazy. Like, I can't remember what it was. I just remember hearing about it from somewhere, like some time frame that he had to get people on Mars, and it was like really soon, like pretty soon. But I can't remember the exact time frame, but I don't know. That just like kind of blows my mind.
I think it's like by 2020 or 2027 or something like that. I don't remember. He wanted to colonize Mars.
What's also mind-boggling about it is like how much this cost them. Like the rocket by itself exploding cost the company hundreds of millions of dollars. That's a ton of money. And then just the satellite that they were carrying, Facebook satellite, that guy cost the company $50 million. Just by itself. So it's a pricey experiment to have go wrong. But it's crazy because despite it going wrong, the company is still very much not hurt at the same time. They still have a lot of money to be able to do more of these tests and more to push the bounds of space.
Yeah, I feel like they'd have to. I mean, that's the thing. They're doing something that's so out of the realm of things that we've done before, so obviously there's going to be a lot of trial and error. And this is just
you got to have the money if there's a chance of error and you don't have the money to continue if you mess up, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think about Mars still though. It's just crazy to me. I can't really fathom it. Would you move to Mars, Josh?
No.
I would go. I would go. Why not?
Because it's 30% atmosphere, it would be pretty rough in the beginning to try to live there.
That would be so cool, though, pushing the frontiers. Do you know how many, like, we don't really have those opportunities today to do stuff like that.
The ocean.
The ocean is freaky.
I don't have any.
Mars is better.
I would prefer Mars over the ocean.
You have to go through the ocean of nothing to get to
Mars.
Still
cooler than the ocean.
I have no desire to push the bounds or push the frontier.
Yeah, neither do I. I like where I live. I really like where I live. I want a job that lets me live where I live right now. Not in my mom's house, okay? I don't want to stay at my parents' house.
I want to go to Mars. I think that'd be way cool, way cool. I'm all about those experiences that it's like, who else gets to do this? Like, you're one of the few. I don't know. I mean, it's so cool.
Okay, so the last thing that I wanted to talk about was the idea of, so the iPhone event is on Wednesday, and they're rumored
to be announcing the iPhone 7.
Yeah, so they're gonna announce the new iPhone 7. We're gonna announce the Apple Watch 2, most likely.
The new MacBook Pro,
which I really want from the rumors. It sounds awesome.
It does sound pretty cool.
But one of the things that is rumored, the kind of the biggest kind of conspiracy is not the word, but like, what's the word I'm looking for? Something that's like controversial. The biggest controversy with this is that the iPhone 7 is rumored to have no headphone jack. Which,
that's interesting.
When I first heard that, like, because this was rumored probably 6 months ago.
I think I remember you talking about it a while ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And I remember my first thought was, holy crap, why the heck would they do that? But as I feel like one of the things that Apple does is they try to push old technologies out of things that like things that they feel are on their way out. They push them out,
like the wire.
Like the wire?
What do you mean? Yeah, because no, there's no.
Oh yeah. So the headphone jack also allows them, because the headphone jack, if you think of like if you look at your phone, the headphone jack takes up a kind of a big section of it because it goes in to it, just, you know, and then it has the casing that it has to hold and all the stuff. So getting rid of it would allow them more space, which would allow them the ability to make it thinner, which is what Apple's all about.
So that it bends easier.
So that it bends easier. but like,
you're here
as someone who listens to a ton of music. Like, it's just so like, what are your guys' thoughts on getting rid of the headphone jack?
Honestly, I haven't.
If you're gonna,
I haven't used the headphone jack in my phone for like 4 months. Like,
yeah,
right after getting my new phone, I started using Bluetooth stuff.
I'm all about public listening and forcing other people to listen to what I want to listen to.
Oh, so scumbag.
You're that guy. the guy that no one likes.
No, well, this is what I think. Why stop there?
Why like, not get rid of the power cable?
No, but essentially, no, that's kind of what I'm saying. Is like so many Android devices have wireless charging.
Because I think Apple doesn't feel like it's good enough.
It's not very fast at all. It's
no, but it's a lot better, more effective.
But it's like a quarter the speed of the current charging that we have already, and then we're upgrading right now to USB Type C right now, and that is even faster than micro USB. Yeah. And wireless charging is an incredible technology, and it's super versatile and it's very useful, but it's really slow, and it heats your phone up like crazy.
One of the things that Apple, like one of their kind of things that I've noticed in Apple is that they don't push things technology-wise. They don't push things into their products technology-wise until they think it's good enough for the consumer. So like something like wireless charging. It'd be fine if they did it because there's a lot of other phones that wirelessly charge, but they feel like it's not good enough to do it.
For the average person,
and
you mean?
For the average person. So Bluetooth has hit the point, there's enough Bluetooth headphones, there's enough things like that to where they feel like, you know what?
Almost all new cars have Bluetooth now.
Yeah, let's start pushing away from wireless things because Bluetooth is now good enough to where if we just went with either Bluetooth or headphones over the Lightning port, it would be fine.
I don't have a Bluetooth stereo in my car, so now I'll never buy an iPhone.
Neither do I.
Neither do I. I just got an adapter that plugs into the aux cable that makes it a Bluetooth.
But they will have, I mean, the headphones that are going to come with the, because, you know, the iPhone always comes with headphones.
Yeah, but they're all crappy. They hurt my ears.
They hurt your ears?
You're such a whiner.
They literally hurt my ears.
I think you're wearing them wrong.
No, the left one goes in my left ear. The right one goes in the right ear.
But they're rumored that they're going to just have Lightning port, that they'll start making headphones with Lightning ports, or like the jack will be Lightning port.
I'm okay with that.
Which would be fine. And they'll also have adapters. I mean, they'll make an adapter that takes a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack and turns it into Lightning. So, I mean, you'll be able to use your headphones because I have a lot of nice headphones.
So you'll need an adapter to borrow your friend's headphones now if you're an Android guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Or unless you have Bluetooth headphones, which I have a pair of Bluetooth headphones that I bought when I was looking for headphones. There was two models I was looking at. One of them were Bluetooth. One of them wasn't. And I bought the Bluetooth ones because of this iPhone room.
Can we just talk about how amazing Bluetooth headphones are?
They're awesome. I am totally sold on Bluetooth headphones, though. Because at first I was kind of like, Bluetooth, I don't know about
quality
that.
Quality sort of
but,
thing.
But yeah, and not even the quality, like maybe lag or like having to charge it's kind of a pain. And like I wasn't sure, like pairing is sometimes a little weird. But after having them and using them, they're so awesome.
Can't go without them.
Yeah, so I thumbs up for Bluetooth headphones for sure. But I feel like Apple has done this thing in the past. They did it with floppy disks, which is something that was very, you know, in the history. And you know, obviously now we don't use them at all. But they were when Apple took out the floppy disk, however long ago it was, like people freaked out. And even
my computer still has a slot for like installing a floppy drive.
See, like they push boundaries in certain ways when they feel like it's moving along in such a way that it's like, okay, let's cut this off. Let's force everyone to move over to a different
technology.
They
remove support for it.
And I think that's what they're doing with headphones. They're like, okay, the headphone jack has been used a lot.
But it's let's dead.
Start,
Kill it.
Let's start moving away from that. And so we're going to force people to move away by cutting it out. And the technologies have advanced in other areas to where that's possible. And so, that's
do you think it's risky at all, though?
Like, I think it is.
Do you think this could cause a problem potentially?
I feel like there will be tons of people who don't buy an iPhone because of this.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I feel like because they're doing this, the other companies will start doing it too later.
Probably. They're trendsetters.
They are trendsetters. And so I feel like it's gonna in 5 years, I don't think phones will have headphone jacks anymore. Or maybe as specific.
I agree.
I wouldn't say it's as much. So I kind of disagree. I don't think that they're very much trendsetters anymore. And I don't think that I feel like Apple's doing it because this is their way of being different currently right now. A lot of other companies have pushed the boundaries a lot more as far as like adding new like things you can do with your phone, making it more like, I don't know, like the new Samsung phones are incredible.
And they're exploding.
Yeah, they're
literally exploding.
Literally exploding.
Which is sad. But still, once they fix that problem, they're still the best phone. I don't think there's not a better phone on the market. The Galaxy Note 7, once that exploding battery problem is fixed, is the best phone on the market, hands down. It is.
Give a month before LG announces a better phone.
The V20, which they're announcing pretty soon. I still think the
V20, they're announcing a V20?
Yeah, really soon.
Oh, sick. I'm going to have to look into that because I have the V10 and I love it.
Anyways, I feel like other companies do a better job at really pushing and deciding like what's going to become the norm.
Well,
I think Apple's doing this because they need to show that they're still, that they can be different, that they can do something other companies aren't doing.
But their whole philosophy is different though. That's the thing.
Well, like my argument with them being a trendsetter though is they may not have like invented the smartwatch as an example, but the luxury smartwatch, they started that trend. And right now every company that makes smartwatches makes a luxury model. Like the smartwatches, you can get like gold LG smartwatches now. And before Apple Watch and their stupid $10,000 Apple Watch edition, like that was unheard of. An expensive smartwatch made out of like ridiculously expensive luxury model, luxury resources, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. It was a gold alloy. It was solid gold alloy, like not just plated.
Like they do start trends in certain places. It may not be what they intended necessarily, but they do. That's my argument about the trend setting.
And they do send design trends, for now, sure.
Here's what I do think is cool about, actually it's like popped in my head. I was like, wow, hey. So the cool thing about like the technology, like the smartwatches and things like that, is they're starting to use them a lot more to store things that you can like, so you can store your music on your smartwatch, et cetera, et cetera. And so like before, I think it's going to become a lot more of a norm where Apple's getting rid of their headphone jack to where it's like, hey, I don't need to carry my phone even to listen to music. I can just Bluetooth my headphones with my iWatch.
Yeah. That's exactly what they're doing.
So like, yeah. that's pretty cool though. That's going to become more of a norm. It's like, I don't need to bring my phone to listen to music.
Yeah.
I don't need to do it right now. My watch can hold 4 gigabytes of music already.
Yeah, the Apple Watch can hold music as well, but you still need your phone because it's tethered to it, like through Bluetooth. But the new one, that's going to announce on Wednesday, hopefully, is rumored to have a GPS, so you can do that. So you can go on a run, you can do stuff by, you know, and able to leave your phone behind and still be able to keep track of, like, where you are and stuff. So
that way, if you get mugged, you only lose your watch and your expensive Bluetooth headphones. And you get to keep your phone.
Yeah, my Bluetooth headphones only cost, like, $12, and they've lasted me, like, 9 months. They only break, kind of, sometimes.
Well, there's, like, I feel like any company though that sells like a signature Bluetooth headphones though, like the nice ones that are perfect for your phone. I don't know, like, so LG, the LG 5, remember when we were at the store and they're like, you can get these Bluetooth headphones.
Phone. They're the stupid like stock Chinese like earbud things. And
they're like really nice, but they're like $140.
Yeah, they're expensive.
For those headphones. And so they're super, super expensive.
Okay, so we have homework for you guys, listeners of the show. We Elias actually had the idea of watching a movie called Make, which was produced by a company called MusicBed, which does like stock music for videos and stuff like that.
Yeah, we license music and such for video projects.
So, but they made a full-length feature film about. Yeah, documentary style about like creative people and like how they work and things like that. So we wanted to discuss it on the show, but we wanted to give you guys an opportunity to watch it so you would have a little better context for our discussion of it. And so I watched it. Elias has watched it. Josh still hasn't watched it yet, but I think there's going to be a lot of cool things that we're going to be able to talk about, that this questions that this documentary has kind of posed. So if you guys would watch that for next time, then we'll have an even better discussion.